Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College kids, pay attention to your finances. That comes from Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, words of wisdom. Check it out with Don this morning. Good morning, Don.
So wise. Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, I left home permanently for the Navy boot camp 16 days after graduating from high school. After the shock of getting my head shaved and moving into barracks with 79 others, I grew to love my independence. Yes, the Navy did take care of me at first, but financial decisions were mine. I owned those choices. Freedom brings financial responsibility. Going to college may be the first time that you're fully in charge of your finances. That can feel overwhelming, but with a few simple habits, you'll be in great shape. First of all, track your money. Know what's coming in and what's going out. Write it down or use a budgeting app so that you're not blindsided by an empty bank account halfway through the semester. Avoid the debt trap. This is a tough one because they're often giving away credit cards on campus now. Credit cards can seem like magic. You swipe now, worry later. But that later can pile up very quickly. Use credit responsibly and always pay off what you owe before those costly payment deadlines come up. Save a little cushion. Life happens. A surprise can, you know, car repair or last minute book fee can derail your plans. Setting aside even a small emergency fund can give you some peace of mind. And think long term. It may feel far away, but the earlier you start savings, even in small amounts, the more options you'll have in the future. Financial independence isn't about being perfect. It's about making intentional choices. In college, you're laying the foundation for habits that will carry for your life. Own those choices, and you'll find freedom isn't just exciting, it's empowering. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Yeah, that transition to college life from all of a sudden you're expected to behave like an adult, and nobody's going to come along and send you to the principal's office if you don't.
Exactly.
But if you screw up and don't go to class, of course, it's your money being wasted, or your dad's.
Or mom's. Somebody's money, yeah.
So it's a good experience.
Yeah, it is.
Of course, jumping into military, you went into the military before or after college? When did you go?
Oh, I 16 days after graduating from high school. Yeah, yeah. I was 18 years old. So
did it help you?
I think it was one of the best things I did. I tell you, I learned a lot of about myself. I learned about a lot of working together with other people. It kind of straightened me up. Not that I was a wayward child, but you know, it was a very maturing experience. And the other thing is, I do remember having several episodes where I just felt I'm my own man. You know, I know that sounds weird.
No, it's
but you just feel this in the strength of this independence, and it's pretty darn cool. I mean, at least for me, it was.
Now I have my ex brother-in-law, of course, was born in Greece, mm-hmm. and I think he did a year or two of mandatory service.
Oh, back when they were,
I think they did that in those days.
Yeah,
in Greece.
Yeah,
would that be something we'd ever try? I know we couldn't try it here, but
oh, good luck with lawsuits on that one.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think it would necessarily be a bad thing. It would give everybody an appreciation. It forces people from different places together. You know, here I was a California kid, and you know, I had my biases and my preferences and all that. But you get stuck in a barracks with 79 other guys, you know, and all of a sudden you learn to be tolerant pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, because if not, there are consequences.
There's nobody there to check you under the skin. It's Jinzy. Oh, aren't you a sweet little helpful fellow?
Well, I did have a drill sergeant. Well, he wasn't a sergeant, but I mean, who essentially did have those kinds of things to say.
Ladies. Okay.
Yeah.
Today is National Chewing Gum Day. You know, I haven't bought any chewing gum in years. Have you?
My wife buys it, and you know, we go out to dinner or something. She'll give me a piece of gum. Yeah. You know.
How about you, Ted? Are you a chewing gum guy?
I'm like you. I'm not a chewing gum person.
I used to be when I was a kid. When I was in school, but
well, it gives you that defined jawline, though. You know, because of muscles. You know, it's just you can look like Fabio.
So what's your favorite? Or do you have a favorite?
Oh, it's something mint flavored.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not into the sweet. Juicy fruits or anything.
Growing up, I was a bubble gum.
Uh-huh. You know,
pull those big bubbles. Also, I like your spirit and your double mint. Spearmint and double mint.
Oh, do you remember? It's because you're still in love with the double mint twins. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I suppose
double your pleasure, double your fun.
Yeah.
Double mint, double mint.
Chewing gum day. And you know, when I was a kid, I remember. When you went to the movie, if you put your hand underneath the chair.
Oh, God. Don't do that. Don't do that.
All this gum was parked up.
Or every grade school desk in the world.
That's true.
So we went to a movie this weekend. We went to see Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
The movie? How was it?
It was good. There was no controversy. There was no. I mean, it was all about transition, them getting into a modern age. And it was all about just a reunion of seeing all those people again. And it was a feel good. I mean, I laughed. I cried.
Oh, well. All right. Very good. It was also on this date 98 years ago, 1927. Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run of the season. He held the single season home run record for 34 years.
Yeah, that record stood for a long time.
Until Roger Maris broke it in 1961. Playing in 8 more games.
Yes, with the asterisk.
They'd gone from 154
more games
to 162. I think there were a couple of times that people had hit home runs in the 50s up until that time.
A few.
Even Mickey Mantle. But nobody ever hit 60 till Roger came along. And Roger Maris was, you know, he wasn't really a home run hitter. He was just an all-around great. He was a very good baseball player. Very fundamental, very good hitter, good defense. But he didn't have the personality that his buddy Mickey Mantle had.
He was a home run hitter that year.
And Mickey was, they were going home run for several months.
Mm-hmm.
Till Roger finally broke loose. 1961. A Michigan lottery player who bought a new ticket on a whim ended up winning $2 million, the top prize for a scratch-off game. The 32-year-old Wayne County man told Michigan lottery officials he was at Flex Fresh Mart on Michigan Avenue in Canton when the 100X scratch-off tickets caught his eye. The winner said his prize money will go into savings. Nothing exciting about that. All right, well, rainy day could come along, right? An interesting, bizarre story out of Alvord High School in Texas, where a teacher reportedly told her students that she had fed an ailing kitten to a classroom snake before school in early September, and they didn't take it too well. The incident began when a teacher gained access to a litter of sick kittens and reportedly fed one of them to the classroom snake before the school day began. And when no one else was in the room, the instructor told the students about it later.
Oh, my.
Sent the remaining kittens, 3 of them, home with the student. The kid tried to care for them, but all 3 passed away. So the kids,
they weren't in good shape.
Kitties were not in good shape. Teacher's story caused...
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. C's and C's, 21 plus, sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on
video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities. And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips. Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Distress among the students. They reported it to the superintendent earlier this month, who investigated. I don't know whatever they came to, but the teacher, described as an experienced educator and animal lover, apologized to her students. Apparently, she couldn't see where that would go with some of these kids.
Apparently not.
All right, so the little kitty became the meal for whatever kind of a snake that was. Did you ever have snakes in your classroom or school, Ted?
No.
I didn't either. We didn't have animals in the classroom. I'll take that back. In grade school, we did have an aquarium with some fish in it. And so somebody was a fishbowl monitor each week. You know, they had to go back there and clean the sides with this little vacuum thing and feed the fish and all that. Teach somebody a little responsibility. I think that was about third grade. After that, the only animals in the classroom were my classmates and me. So,
I encountered a snake on our little path by the pond a couple weeks
recently?
Ago.
Recently?
Yeah.
How big?
Not very big.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.